those. Ah, yes. Okay. Let me just open the show notes now. Okay. The horror show. Show notes. What did we just watch? The Boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, you know what? I saw that movie like once before, not all the way through, but I like kind of like walked in while it was playing in like my parents' living room, and it was like the end. So I saw like the end portion. And then I didn't understand what was happening because I didn't see the beginning. So it was just, but what I ended up seeing was like the twist ending. Mm-hmm. And so when I watched it again from the beginning, I was like, oh shit. Oh, like twist ending. So, can't wait to discuss this. I have so many things to talk about. So
that's good.
See that we're recording now. Yes.
What are you talking about? This is a natural conversation.
Natural conversation. Yes.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I'm joined as always by, oh, my joke doesn't make sense anymore since we're recording 2 days late. Fucking daylight savings.
It's still like fucking people up. Yeah, because of all this like weird shit that's happening. Like people are like getting in accidents. People are dying. You know, like.
Who died?
They say, like, allegedly, statistically, more people have strokes and heart attacks after like a time change.
Oh, I thought you forgot to fill me in on some details about what happened to Luke this week.
No, we're cool. Luke's alive.
Okay, that's good.
His car is not.
Oh. Are you guys going to have to buy a new one?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. It's annoying. David, yeah.
David's probably going to have to buy a new car eventually. Yeah. Because he's driving my old car and it's having the same very serious issue that it had when I had it.
It's wrong.
Sometimes the engine likes to leak oil on the spark plugs.
Oh, shit. Your car can explode.
Yeah.
Or there could be a fire, but still that's bad.
Yeah, he switched the spark plugs a lot earlier than when I had it and it was doing that.
Yikes.
So his was only having issues starting when it was happening to me when it was my car. It would stop when we were at stoplights, like completely shut off.
Oh.
Which was always fun when the light turns green
that's
and suddenly
crazy.
You have to.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
But
you know what a great way to make some extra cash would be?
Well, probably become a nanny.
Yeah. Babysitting is a great way to earn extra income if you're 12 years old.
Hell yeah. Yeah, if you're 12 years old, right, and you're like in high school, and you go babysit like your parents' buddy's daughter, who's like 9, so you don't have to do much work.
And then, you know, if you're me, you do a lot of babysitting for a family friend, but you don't get paid because they're a family friend and you're doing it to be nice. Ugh, not your decision, but it was a decision made for you.
That's fucking bullshit. I would be very not happy if that decision was just made and they're like, oh yeah, Sam will do it. Oh no, she's okay. You don't have to pay her. She's just going to do it out of the kindness of her heart. But it's
basically,
like, we're also starving to death over here, so, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's convenient because that kind of happens to be sort of, not really, the plot of the movie we're talking about today.
Oh, right.
reading directly off Wikipedia.
Yes.
The Boy is a 2016 horror film directed by William Brent Bell and written by Stacey Minear. The film stars Lauren Cohen and Rupert Evans. The film... Wait, filming began on March 10th, 2015 in Victoria, British Columbia. The film was released by STX Films on January 22nd, 2016. It is an international co-production between China and the United States. The film received mostly negative reviews. Why?
I know, it's not that bad at all. What the fuck? Pretty entertaining.
Why did it get bad reviews? I guess we'll discuss what we thought of it starting now.
Yeah, starting now. So this movie is about a girl who goes to England to get away from her abusive ex-boyfriend, something. And takes a job being like a nanny for this old British couple and their son, who turns out to be a doll. Whoa, guys, plot twist number one, it's a doll. There's like 15 plot twists in this movie. It's crazy. I could not keep up with that shit.
You're telling me I was watching while I was at work because...
Yikes. Because that's just what you do lately. It's awesome.
Listen, when my boss...
Yeah, just watching horror movies.
When my boss doesn't show up for 2 days, I kind of run out of shit to do, so...
Dude, yeah, and might as well just, like, yeah.
I get lonely.
I know. So I might as well watch the movie.
It's not like I'm not doing anything while watching. I am doing my weekly stuff, but... I don't know. I get lonely. It's very quiet in an old creepy church.
Oh, yeah.
What better time to watch a creepy movie?
Yeah, there is no better time other than the present, which is like when you decide to do it, which is when you're at work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just to clarify. Anyway, cool.
All right, so let's get into acting.
Yeah, okay, let's do it. Cool. Let me look at your notes real quick to see if... Yeah, why don't you start, because you have less.
Okay. So, I think my favorite character in the movie was the mother of the doll. I thought she was very convincing. She was oddly really into it.
Yeah, she was. And she was very... Yeah, she was very motherly, you know? But she was actually very no-nonsense as well, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Personality trait there to make her very unique. Very unique.
And I wasn't sure about Greta in the beginning. Mm-hmm. She was kind of eh, but as the movie got on and she started acting more with the doll,
yeah,
she got a lot better. And because that's a hard role to play, your co-star is a fucking inanimate object.
Exactly. So I agree with that. For sure that she did like it better as it progressed, you know, she developed.
Wow.
I know. I thought that was cool too. I said, okay, I know this girl. I said I was enjoying her personality in that one, but then I also said it's very natural, so she might just be acting like herself. Mm-hmm. So you can't know. and she does get better. As time goes on, she, you know what, it's such a weird thing that happens when she, like, finds out that the doll can, like, come to life, and she, like, kind of is excited about that, and she's like, oh, great, you know, like, now I can start to do my work, and she actually, like,
is
pretty stoked about it instead of, like, scared, so I don't know what that means, but that's cool that she really likes that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real doll that comes to life, so that's cool. She's cool with it. Yeah, I don't like Cole, the ex-boyfriend guy. I know they had to bring that in just to like give her a past.
Mm-hmm.
But like they could have tried harder. Cole could have tried harder.
Yeah, I mean, like,
seriously.
I didn't like him because it was very clear to me the only reason he came in was so he could get shanked.
Yeah, exactly. Also, who shouts someone's name to wake them up? Like, go to them.
When and if you come down and visit me, if you fucking start just shouting at me while I'm asleep from the other room.
I'll just be down in the, I'll be in the billiards room, like, Sam! And then I'll be like, why is there a dead vermin here, Sam? And you'll be like, I don't fuck it. I'll be like, nah, while you were sleeping, you snuck in here and put it in front of me and I didn't notice because I'm so dumb.
I think the bigger question is, where would the billiard room in my two-bedroom apartment be?
I don't know, but you have to have a billiards room because... That's where he's sleeping.
Okay.
Cool.
I guess I'll get a billiards room.
Fucking punk. Yeah, what a weird... Like, he's just... God, how does he get in? Does she leave all the fucking doors unlocked all the time? Like, people just come in and out of there all willy-nilly. I don't know.
Probably. Or she was expecting Malcolm, wasn't she?
Malcolm has, like, a key because he's the grocery boy.
That's true.
Cole. So Cole just, like, fucking waltzed in there and, like, they're like, oh, a stranger.
Maybe the boy let him in.
Ah. Because he does like to be playful because he took her shoes. But
what
that transitions us into plot.
Yeah.
/ story.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, Greta is an American who gets a nannying job overseas, which I believe is called au pairing.
Au pair.
Au pairing.
Yes, it's called an au pair. Hell yeah. That is exactly what she is doing. She is an au pair.
And, like, when she first gets into their house, she starts wandering around and goes into the boy's room and starts touching shit, which is, you know, what I always do right before a job interview.
Oh, of course. Yeah, just, like, go in all the rooms and to pick up stuff. Of course.
Shit that doesn't belong to me.
Yeah, because you're comfortable with doing that because obviously you do it all the time, just like touch people's, and then you get surprised when someone walks in on you and you get scared because you thought you were alone in the big house where people live.
Yeah, and it's the hot groundskeeper. Happens to me all the time.
Listen, I'm like annoyed with that guy though. Like, I'm just like, yeah, he's like, oh, he's cool and stuff, but like, whatever.
You're annoyed with him? I liked him.
Like, he's cool, but, like, listen, if they did their own grocery shopping and stuff, like, she'd be fucked. Because he's, like, pretty much her lifeline.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm sure they would have found a way to bring him in. He had some connection to, the boy.
Yeah, the boy and the couple. Yeah, he did. He did because, yeah. Oh, there goes the other twist. Next up.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry. Skipping bullet points here. Also, yeah. Greta just takes her shoes off.
Yeah, she does, because I think she feels like she's dirty, and she doesn't want to dirty up the nice rug with her shoes, so she takes them off, which, like, I don't know if I would do, like, unless I saw other people's shoes at the door.
Yeah.
Or, like, a mudroom with shoes, and I'd be like, okay, so that means I should take my shoes off, but I don't know.
Like, is that... I know it's also a Japanese thing, but... Usually the Japanese and Chinese will have slippers for you to put on at the door. So I wonder if just taking your shoes off and being barefoot in the house is a super American thing because we're paranoid about tracking shit in. I don't know.
You know what? It might be because, well, I do it here at the apartment only because my apartment is all carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I lived in my other apartment in Alexandria, it was all hardwood, and I didn't really care. And my parents' house is all hardwood, and I don't take my shoes off when I go there.
See, I just don't like feet, so when I get to my apartment, I'll take my shoes off. But if we have company over, I'll leave them on.
Yeah. I wear slippers, but most of the time when I'm in my apartment, I always have socks on.
I don't. I wear flats.
Unless it's summer.
I wear flats. So.
You have some flats. I have some, like, moccasin-type, slippers on right now.
I need to get some real slippers.
Yeah, some slips.
I have adorable bunny sock slippers, but that's about it.
Nice. I have 3 pairs of slippers and, like, 8 pairs of slipper socks.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I don't trust walking around in here with my, like, Doc Martin boots on because I got, like, shit all over them. So I don't want to, like, get the carpet dirty because it's a white carpet. So I might as well just take them off.
Our carpet is
like an entryway.
Our carpet is like a gross beige color, so it doesn't really matter for us.
It doesn't matter. You won't notice.
And anyway, when we moved in, there were stains left from the previous tenant that I guess they couldn't get out. Like in our bedroom, there's this just kind of a orange paint stain in the carpet.
Oh, weird.
I mean, it's fine. I don't really care. But when you first move in and you're questioning whether or not you made the right decision.
Right.
It doesn't help.
Does not help, dude. No way. That's funny. But anyway, it could be an American thing. Yeah. Maybe it's just a thing.
I know. I mean, you have a very good reason for doing it, living in Pittsburgh and all. And I feel like when you live in big cities, it makes sense to take your shoes off at the door. Because
yeah,
I saw a street. I saw a street when I was living in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, a street. That's cool.
Yeah, I saw a rat running on the street once when I was going to work in D.C. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, shit. A rat running on the street. Aww.
Plus, you know, there's the metro and people throwing up on the metro. I don't know what kind of monsters do that, but
I know. And just, like, they just, like, take pisses on the metro. And I don't know. It's just gross.
I don't know. It makes more sense living in a city to do it all the
time. Yeah, because it's nastier because there's just more people and you don't know how hygienic they are and stuff. Hey, that your next bullet point is like similar to one of my bullet points about the story, which is this bullet point.
Yeah. So would you actually take this job if you found out you were just going to be babysitting a doll and there was no Wi-Fi and no TV in the house?
Listen, that was my first big question, because I said I had a lot of questions, and my first one would be like, so when you find out that it's a doll, would you stay or would you just like go despite the money? Like, IRL, you thought you were looking after a human being and you roll up and it's not a real person. It is a doll, but these grown ass people want you to do it anyway. Like, what would you do? Because in that situation, you'd be like, these people are fucking crazy and I can't stay here for my own safety.
Yeah, I wouldn't take the job because, you know, exactly. I'd be there all alone with the doll.
Yeah, and the groundskeeper, who seems nice, but he's got a key.
Yeah, but he's hot, so.
Yeah, but, like, isn't she supposed to be afraid of men because her last dude, like, another plot twist, like, used to beat her and stuff?
No, that doesn't necessarily mean you're afraid of men afterwards. It just means you're more skeptical of the entire world.
Yeah, that's true. But she went there to, like, hide from him.
Yeah, but she's not hiding from the sexy Malcolm.
Yeah. His name's Malcolm?
Yeah.
Sexy Malcolm. Okay, yeah. So Malcolm. Well, Malcolm is a good dude, so that's cool. But Malcolm didn't even say anything about the doll either, so he knew, and he could have said something, and she's like, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, huh, I don't know, because.
I don't know, I feel like you just meet this guy once, and he's like, you're going to be babysitting a doll. You wouldn't,
I'd be like, okay, well, bye.
I don't know if I would just believe someone who said that. They could have just been a dick or something.
Right, yeah, but like, unless the money is like really good, I don't know, man.
I mean, you do get free room and board with
the
job.
Yes, you do.
But the whole not having Wi-Fi thing, that's...
Yeah, not having Wi-Fi, and you'd get, like, cabin fever and stuff by, like, staying in there by yourself, and the only contact you have is with, like, okay, you can call people on the phone, which is only her sister, and then, like, talk to Malcolm sometimes, like, once a week, which is cool. Let's see. What that brings us to the other plot point that Sam kind of said, which is the boy. There's actually a real boy, and he died in a mysterious fire, and the parents didn't, but the kid died, and it's been 20 years, and they still have this little doll because they are trying to cope.
Yes,
that's their coping mechanism.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's a fucking doll.
Yeah, so he's a doll. And then you watch and you're like, well, is the doll haunted? And you don't know.
And that's the movie.
Yeah, that's the movie. And then, okay, wait. Wait, okay, so, explain this point right here. Loud, clear voice. Golly, I wonder what the twist is.
When the mom is giving her the rule, she specifies that she needs to read the stories in a loud, clear voice. And I knew what the twist was just because I watched a movie review about this when it first came out. And I usually don't give a shit about spoilers.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I wonder what the twist is.
The doll can't hear because it's a doll and it can't hear at all because it's not alive. But then, like, you don't know that unless you know the twist.
Yeah.
Which we're not going to say until it's time.
Until we get to the bullet points about the twist.
Yes. Yeah. Which is, like, coming. It's soon.
So the clock chime.
that's
the same doorbell song my parents had for our doorbell, and it was very triggering.
Oh, dude, I bet it was.
Like, I heard it, and I just got the same visceral reaction I would when someone rang the doorbell.
I know, right? Oh, dude, I feel you. That's such a weird thing, because, like, you don't feel good or bad about it. You're just like, that's a sound that's already happened, and why is it happening in a movie? Mm-hmm. Go away. Yeah, creepy kid voices. You don't like creepy kid voices.
No, they can fuck off.
What about the British kid voices?
No, that can especially fuck off.
Greta. Like, I can't even.
Who the hell names someone Greta? I'm sorry. Is this 14th century
someone
Germany?
Who's obsessed with Hansel and Gretel? Or Greta, whatever. I don't know, Greta.
Are you loading a gun? Are you loading a gun right now?
No, why is that the sound?
Yes.
No, I'm just like, this is like one of those little USB port things for my wireless mouse.
Oh.
And I have to unplug it to plug in the USB cable for the mic. And so I was just touching it, and the surface of my desk is glass. And that's why it sounds like that. I'll stop touching things. Jesus Christ, you fucking hear everything.
Look,
I'm doing.
If you're
gonna. Greta, come out and play. Pretty Greta. I can't even fucking do it because I'm a grown-ass woman and I don't sound like a little boy.
You look.
Don't need that fucking sound. Okay, yeah, so hold up. I want to come back to this because I want to, like, discuss this point after we talk about the twist.
Okay.
Because.
Thanks for writing it in the show notes live.
Fucked up. Ugh. Okay. Just so I can remember that I want to talk about it later.
So after a while, the parents are on, like, vacation or some shit. That's why Greta was tired. So
what do you want to do when you're on vacation usually? Well,
I want to, you know, stuff some rocks in my pocket and drown.
A vacation must, like, not be what you wanted, so they clearly didn't read the Postcard Press article about how to deal with a
like, shitty location
destination that you didn't want to go to, but how to make the best of it anyway instead of fucking killing yourself.
Like, and I get what you mean by stuffing rocks in their coat pockets. I think drowning yourself is the worst way to kill yourself, and
it's, like, hard to drown yourself.
Yeah, it's the most painful, and maybe that's why they do it, is because it's the most painful way to take your own life. But I don't know, wouldn't it have been more movie dramatic if you just see the mom finish writing her letter and the dad's like, it's time, and they, like, shoot themselves with a shotgun or something?
That would be way more shocking and more cool. But, like, whenever you – okay, so the parents randomly kill themselves, we're not going to tell you why, while they're on holiday – by putting big rocks in the pockets of their trench coats, which could be removed by untying the trench coat tie and walking in, like, a lake. They don't jump anywhere, so they can't, like, you know what I mean? They don't jump into a deep pool. They walk into a lake and they drown. But when you try to drown yourself, your body, like, will automatically, like, try to resuscitate yourself. So it's better to do it, like, with a gun or something. And you have to do it, like, in an uncontrolled and, like, type of a situation where it's like you can't try to reverse it by taking your jacket off or walking back out of the water or, you know, doing whatever.
Exactly. So I don't know. I think the scene would be better overall if they didn't have it cut up with her writing the letter and she just wrote the letter and then they walk into the lake. But overall, I think the whole drowning, suicide by drowning idea is just a little too overly dramatic.
It's overly dramatic, and it's also, like, too gentle. Like, if you're going to do it, you know, just – if you, like, want to be in pain and, like, think you did a bad thing and are sorry and want to punish yourself, then, like, I guess just, like, do some crazy shit. Like, yeah, shoot yourself in the head with, like, a shotgun, and then your head will explode.
Yeah, and you can take out two people at one time with a single shotgun, so.
Yeah, for sure. That'll fuck you up. But and then it would be really shocking to see some, just like, even if that was the only blood or gore scene, even just like a cutaway shot and like blood splatter would be pretty cool, because there's like barely any gore, or there barely any blood in this movie, which is okay, but that'd be cool. Anyway, yeah, but they're like, oh, drown, self drowning. It's what a bore.
Yeah.
So
this point, and now we know the kid was a killer. Did I miss something? Did something happen while I was getting shit out of the safe at work? We know the kid is a killer.
Okay, so the kid is a killer. We know that because after they kill themselves, Greta is talking to Malcolm in the billiards room, and they talk about how the kid is odd. Because the dad, he was like, how was your kid, like, IRL? Like, what was he like? And the dad was just, like, odd. And then they got the doll to try to cope with their situation. And then later on, Malcolm is like, oh, I'm so sorry that I, like, didn't tell you this sooner. But the kid, like, may have killed another kid that he hung out with. And then they found her body. And then right after they found her body and the cops were going to come, they burnt the house down and then he died.
Huh.
And then they were like, oh, so the kid must have killed the girl. And then they must have just, like, covered it up by setting the house on fire and having the child die inside the house. Or so you think. Yeah. So now we know that the child is a killer. And then that would be like, oh, well, that's fucked up. But it also makes a lot of sense. But I'm really confused, because why would you go through all of it? There's just so much.
He could have just left
so much. I'm going to write it. I'm going to write this down, because this is literally how it goes down. It's like, okay. Kid kills another kid. House fire. Kid dies. Tombstone for kid. Gets doll.
So after they establish that the doll is alive and fucking with Greta, they decide to go to her room and bone.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would too, because Malcolm's hot and British. And
he's, like, not that hot. He's just, like, an average looking man.
Which,
in my opinion.
Well, your opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm going to keep writing this down, so keep talking.
Steve Buscemi's a sex icon.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Them weird eyes. Very strange looking man. I like strange looking people. I don't know why.
And so the doll throws a tantrum because they're trying to fuck. And
yeah.
Malcolm's face when he gets cock blocked by a doll is just how every sane person would react in that situation.
Yeah, and okay, wait, hold up. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Stormy's just over here plotting out the movie. And I'm just covering my face in black eyeshadow.
Okay, so anyway, okay, that's done. So the way he gets cock blocked is because he puts on, like, what the fuck is that fucking thing called? A gramophone, really loud. And then he's like, oh, what was that? Like, he acts like it's a big issue. Like, he, like, fucking, like, knocked all the books off the bookshelves or some shit. But it's just, like, he just put on music loud and scared you. And she's like, it was just a tantrum. Which it was.
And she's making fucking excuses, like, for the kid. You don't make excuses for the dumbass kid.
I know.
You punish him.
Yeah, I agree. And I am also fine with the asshole boyfriend backstory, because it's totally realistic. It's pretty fucked up what happens, because, spoiler alert, he hits her and she, like, loses a baby that she's pregnant with. But once he's actually a character, it's all kind of meh. I agree. Like, what a fucking bore. Oh, get him out of here. Like, so annoying.
I'm fine that he exists, because if they didn't bring him into the movie, then Malcolm would have died, and I liked Malcolm.
Yeah, so there has to be at least a kill count of one, and we want to kill off somebody, so Cole is, like, the best possible person to be killed, because he deserves it. Malcolm sleeping in his car. Yeah, that's very nice that he sleeps in his car to make sure that she's okay. Because obviously she's not going to be okay, although she's like, yeah, I'll be fine. Oh no, he would never hurt me. It's okay. He's sleeping in the billiards room. It's fine. God. Yeah. Yo, I gasped too when Cole smashed the doll. Oh no, you guys, the doll is made of porcelain, so it's very delicate.
And you kind of grow attached to the little bastard in the movie.
You do. And I didn't know what he was going to do. I thought he might just like maybe throw him across the room. But no, he went one step further and fucking took his legs and smashed his head on the chair, and his head fucking shatters. And I was like, oh no, something bad's going to happen. I don't know what it is. It just, I don't know. And then also, I agree with your next statement there.
Yeah. Okay. So the house like starts shaking because at this point you're still believing that it's some kind of,
it's a ghost.
But, and Cole being the brilliant mind that he is, he puts his ear up to the mirror, which suddenly shatters and gets glass all up in his fucking eyes. And holy shit, guess what climbs out of the mirror?
Oh, it's shit. The boy. It's a grown-ass man. It's the boy, but he a grown-ass man. Yeah. He's fucking huge. Standing at 6'3", I looked it up. He's big.
Yeah.
He is a large man. Yeah. But it's even scarier because he's wearing a doll mask. Mm-hmm. Ooh. But yeah, when he came out of there, I was like, oh shit, I remember everything now. So that's like the 15th plot twist. And by this point, I like am having several brain aneurysms because I can't keep up with all this crazy shit. It's fucking unreal. So I agree with the follow-up comment. I appreciate that this isn't simply a possessed doll movie, like Sam says.
I agree, because this came... I agree with my point.
Yeah.
Because this came out in 2016, so it was after The Conjuring, and I think after the first Annabelle movie. So with the release of fucking Annabelle, you get, like, 30 knockoff movies. I believe Charlotte is one that's on Hulu.
Oh,
and there's Elizabeth, right. And all these single name
Elizabeth,
all these single name possessed doll movies that are going to do the same shit. But I like how this one wasn't a possessed doll movie. It was more of a the phone calls coming from inside the house movie.
Because it is, because she gets phone calls from inside the house, and it's him, and he's like, Greta, kiss. Yeah, but it's fucking weird because, like, then what do you do in that situation? And she actually, like, does what she needs to be doing, and she, like, pretends
mm-hmm.
that it's okay, and she's like, okay, it's time for bed now.
Well, before she does that, they go into the walls to try and get away from him after he kills Cole. And she finds a dress that he stole earlier in the movie and realizes that he made a doll of her. And
oh, and he did. He cut her hair too. Remember?
Yeah,
her hair's like cut.
And then she finds the letter from his parents saying that they're giving him her, and that she,
to take care of and love and whatever.
And so that pisses her off. And Malcolm gets attacked, and she just fucking ditches him.
I know. It's every man for himself.
But she realizes, hey, that's kind of a shitty thing to do, and goes back and does what you said, does what she needs to do.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, time for bed, Brahms. Yeah, which is the name of the boy, I guess we neglected to say. Brahms, like the fucking composer. What was I gonna say? He's like, kiss, and I'm like, oh! No.
Yeah. That was my reaction too.
I was like, oh God.
No, thank you.
So the thing is, like, he's a big man, and like his outfit's cool because it's like a tank top, suspenders, and like a cardigan, and it works. But the thing that never works, I don't know why, it's like it's becoming an okay thing to do. But when masked men have a mask on, but under the mask, they have like a full beard. And so it just looks fucking weird. It's just like a mask and then there's a beard coming out the bottom. And I'm like, oh, why are you doing that? And it's the same thing that happened in Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 when Michael Myers was hitchhiking and he has like a full length beard coming out from underneath the Michael Myers mask. And I was like, please don't. Just fucking just make it a movie and shave. I don't care who asks questions. Just clean shaven, please, if you're going to wear a mask.
See what happens when you ask questions, you get this kind of shit.
Yeah, but then here's another question I have is when his mask breaks a little bit when Greta escapes, why is only his face burned,
not his body?
His body is like fine because like his whole chest is out because his tank top's like a low cut tank top, so his whole chest is out.
Probably because he just ran face first into the fire.
Probably because his parents like set his face on fire and that's it.
That's what I do to my punk ass kid.
But like seriously, guys, it's only his face. The rest of his body, his like skin is like perfect, other than like his fucked up face underneath the mask. And so I said, I'm not sure I'm understanding.
Yeah. Don't ask questions, otherwise you'll get...
I have a lot of questions after we are finished with our notes, because there's a lot of things we need to work this shit out, Sam.
Oh God, it's going to be a 5-hour podcast.
Oh God, how many... Oh, we're at halfway through, so we have another 30 minutes to discuss what the fuck just happened. It's a fucking movie. All right. But continue with your notes,
I was getting frustrated that she just kind of screamed and cried when Malcolm got his head bashed in with a crowbar.
I know.
And then she just fucking runs.
She did run away. She's like, I'm scared now. I'm scared. Oh, yeah. Oh, boo him, you little bitch, and I'm scared. Okay, but anyway, she goes back eventually. She's like, oh, I'm more scared without Malcolm. So.
And she stabs him, and they all live happily ever after, because Malcolm wasn't dead, and she just ditched his ass.
Yo, she stabbed him, and he, like, went down immediately, which was actually a total, like, fake-out move, because, another twist, he doesn't die. Mm-hmm. The boy doesn't die because he's special. He probably got stabbed a lot and he's like, I'm good.
Which makes me wonder how he's gonna get another victim because his parents are dead.
Maybe he's gonna put out the ad on the job posting thing. I don't know where she found the job posting from.
Kara.com.
Oh really? Okay, well I guess I'll put it there. Although there's no Wi-Fi, I guess he's going to have to put in the local newspaper.
Looks like he's going to have to go to the library.
She's going to... Yeah, she must have been, like, looking very specifically for jobs in, like, England. Anyway, we can... I think we... It is safe to say that we can segue into production. Yeah,
so I really liked the music in this movie from the very beginning.
Yeah, yes.
It was very... eerie, but not overbearing.
Yes, I agree.
Something about this movie felt like one of those made-for-TV Lifetime horror movies.
Yes, it's the house.
Yeah.
So you're right about it being the set. It's definitely the setting.
Yeah, that was...
She's like, it's just like something out of a fairy tale, isn't it? Isn't that what they all say in Lifetime movies?
I don't fucking know. I don't watch Lifetime movies. Why are you asking me?
Our Lifetime movies when, like, women get, like, killed by their secretive husbands and shit, and they're, like, bad men, and they're like, oh, it's not a fairy tale anymore.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Gotta love Lifetime movies, because they go fucking hard in those movies. Jeez. Fuck you up. Anyway, yeah, the outdoor scenery is very nice.
Because it's the English
country.
And I liked, even though that... The boy was huge. He was also very lanky. He wasn't bulky.
That's my kind of dude.
So that's just
Kane Hodder.
Yeah, the Jason.
Jason,
yeah. Where he's very large. He's shorter, but he's very large.
You mean like, yeah, shorter, but very large. Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, he was a very lanky man because like I didn't realize how like big he was because he was like kind of like crouched and the shots were weird until he grabs Greta and like he's like he's like choking her against the wall and like they do like a side by side and he's just fucking he's like twice her size and I'm like whoa he's huge. I thought that he was a boy, grown ass 35-year-old man living in the walls.
And then my last note is even though as a horror movie this is kind of it could be terrifying for some, not for all. I think that this would make an absolutely terrific horror play.
Oh, it totally would.
Just because you've got, you can cut out all the outdoor scenes and just focus the play inside, and he's in the walls.
Yeah.
But just imagine that final scene where he comes out of the walls in a live audience. I don't know. I think it would be
It's
superb.
It'd be awesome. It would be, so you should adapt it for the
stage. Maybe I will. You Speaking should. Of plays, I need to send you the first draft of my finished act one of my new play.
Is it the Y2K thing? Nice. Excited
it's,
to read it.
It's not going to be very good, but all that matters is it's on the page.
Yeah, absolutely. All of my production notes were pretty much the same as yours. I do like the music. There's one music cue that cues a jump scare, but it like fucking got me. I don't know how I got like so I was just like so focused and then I got scared and I jumped and I don't know what the fuck happened. That doesn't happen to me. But I was just like so mesmerized and I was just like and I guess I like wasn't paying attention and then it just happened. I was like, oh shit. It's when she's dreaming and she like turns his head to the side and his head turns back.
Oh yeah.
It's that part. And I was like, whoa, but there's like a big musical cue there which like amps it up and I was like, oh shit.
You got scared.
It got me. I got scared. The scary moment spooked me. Okay, so I think it's time to go over the realistic aspects of the movie before I ask all my questions with my weird timeline I just wrote down.
So here. I got a little deep with my realism notes.
I see that now that I'm looking at it. Great, Sam. Let's just. This is called the last 20 minutes called the crying.
I'm just going to say, like, the loss of a child and miscarriage is pretty horrifying. In fact, it's not uncommon. There are these things called reborn dolls, which are fucking creepy ass, hyper realistic baby dolls that,
I don't want to talk about that again.
I think their intention is to help women who've lost babies. But then you have the fucking, I won't say lunatics, but lunatics.
What if you get, like, attached to that shit and you think it's real?
There are some who do believe that and they name them and they carry them around and they call them their babies. And it's a little weird. I'm not going to judge you, but
oh God,
maybe don't collect 20 of them.
No.
Because you got to pay for college for all 20 of those reborn dolls. You got to think about that.
The reborn
dolls. And yeah, miscarriage, that's probably one of the most horrifying things you can go through as a woman who wants kids. Because biologically, as a biological woman, your body should be able to just do this thing. And when it doesn't, you feel like...
Are you saying miscarriage because she had a miscarriage?
Because she had a miscarriage.
Because I thought it was because her like boyfriend beat her that she was injured and she lost the baby.
Well, yeah, I mean, either way, a miscarriage is pretty.
Oh, that's still a miscarriage. Okay.
Any loss of the baby while it's still in utero is a miscarriage. It's when it becomes a stillborn when it's big enough to be born.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
You're welcome.
Like, okay,
I'm here for you. And isolation.
Isolation is very scary.
Especially when your only company is a doll.
I know, but she doesn't seem to give a fuck. She calls her sister like all the time. And then her sister's like, your boyfriend's gonna come and kill you. Sorry. And she's like, it's okay.
I've got this doll.
Okay, Brahms will help me. I've got this doll and just Malcolm.
Okay, what are your realistic notes?
you know what? Actually, I call bullshit on, like, whoever gave her boyfriend, like, the address that she was staying at. The fuck? Who the fuck did
that? It was,
that?
Like, her Seriously, sister's 10-year-old son or something.
Don't tell your fucking 10-year-old how to read the address. Like, that's totally unrealistic right there. It's like, hey, kid, go find the address that's locked away in the safe, you know, so nobody knows. Okay. And, like, Jesus Christ.
Don't trust 10-year-olds with important information.
Yeah, that's fucking, that was a bullshit strategy to get the boyfriend there. Anyway, yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna hop a plane with all the money I have just so I can, like, beat my girlfriend. Okay, great. And I'm gonna break into the house seamlessly. Yeah, and nobody,
the whole, like, boyfriend part was just bullshit.
It was total bullshit, but he gets killed, which is fine. Isolation. Okay, what do I got for realistic? You know those freelance jobs that you want to take because they pay a lot, but then they ask for things that aren't legit? Like this job that she took. You ever like go through like your freelance stuff and you're just like, it'll say like the most outrageous stuff for you to do and it'll pay like a dollar and you're like, are you fucking serious? It was like this, but they paid her like a lot of money.
I don't know if I ever sent this one to you, but it was from a while back where the job was, I need you to go to other websites and take their blog posts, but slightly rewrite them so they're different.
So just plagiarize.
No, it wasn't plagiarism. He gave an example. See, this sentence is written this way, but it can be rewritten like this. See, they're completely different.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, thank you, sir. I will do that for you. Yeah, just like weird shit like that. That's pretty much like the epitome of like this movie. Fucked up coping mechanisms would be getting the doll after your kid dies in the fire. Being beat by a spouse. Okay, yeah, we already talked about miscarriage. I said a grown-ass man living in the walls pretending to be a doll is pretty scary if it happened to IRL.
I mean, that's pretty much my life.
Grown-ass man living in the walls. Okay, so now that we've gone through all of those things, in our last 13 minutes, we need to discuss this timeline that I created in regards to the parents and then the boy. So, when the kid is really alive, he kills another kid. Okay, there's a house fire that started to pretend the kid dies in a fire so he doesn't get prosecuted for the other kid's death. Okay. The kid dies. There's a tombstone for the kid. The whole town or the authorities think the kid is dead because his tombstone's in the cemetery, so it's in a public place. But they get the doll to cope and pretend it's the same kid who died in the fire with the tombstone in a public place. They are pretending the kid is dead, but have the doll. It's also him, so they are pretending he's alive.
Yes.
Are you following me? He's alive in the walls, so why do they kill themselves? Why is he hiding in the walls when he's pretending to be dead, but they have a doll in place of the real him? So what exactly, is there an extra thing here that doesn't need to be like, is this over-elaborate?
I can't help but get the idea the doll was his idea. So that.
Yeah, but
it's very
like,
convoluted, well, and there's okay. It is okay. His parents were doing what they thought
like,
was best.
Is the doll... Does everyone just know it's a doll and they're like, it's cool, it's a doll, and they're just pretending? Or are they just like, no, this is really him. Just forget about the tombstone. That's pretend. Like, what the fuck is happening here? I don't even want to fucking think about it because it's going to give me a fucking
I think what was
that.
Happening was...
What, please explain.
The parents knew he was living in the walls all along. I think that was their idea. And I think they got the doll so the doll could be his proxy. And they could pretend that it was a haunted doll. And I guess people in England just accept that shit as fact.
Why is only his face burned?
I don't know why his face was burned.
If they burnt the house down, where do they live now?
A new house? That's what happens when your house burns down. You move to a new house.
Was there really a fire? Fucking no. How do we know what's even real, man? Where are the cops?
I don't know. Would you call the cops in case of a possessed doll?
The cops approached them because they were like, your kid killed another kid and we're going to put him in kid jail unless he dies in a fire. And they're like, oh, well, we're going to have to set the house on fire so he dies. And then he died. But then they're like, no, stay in the wall forever and then wear this fucking face mask, and now, but, and then they want to kill themselves, but like, why do they get so depressed?
Because they let their son kill a kid, and they just pretty much sold him a woman.
They didn't let him kill a kid. They probably just, like, he's probably, like, a murderer, and he probably would have killed Greta eventually.
Exactly.
So maybe this isn't the first time it's happened, but they said that they couldn't do it anymore. They said they couldn't do it anymore, and... That's why they killed themselves, because they're like, we've let so many people die. So this could have been.
And he said when Greta runs away that he'll kill Malcolm just like he killed all the others. So I think he's just a serial murderer and the parents couldn't take it anymore.
This is fucked up. Yeah, I think you're right. But they should have just shot themselves. They fucking see, this whole movie is just question after question. It's just like a goddamn, like, snowball effect down the mountain, and the snowball gets bigger and bigger with the more questions.
But you know what?
I
liked it, so it gets an ah yeah from me.
I liked it too. It gets the same from me because it was so damn entertaining, and I was like fucking on edge the whole time because just twist after twist. I think they knew that they fucked up, so there's like, let's just keep adding more crazy stuff.
I am here for it because it's not another possessed doll movie, and the twist, if you're not expecting it, if you decided to listen to this podcast without watching it first, what the fuck? But.
What the fuck? It's a fucking doozy of a twist there. Yeah. I haven't seen one quite.
It's
like
a
that
good
ever.
Twist, and
so
if you're not
awesome.
Expecting it,
there.
It'll probably get you spooked. Because it's
it'll
just
get
been watching you
like,
the whole time.
Fuck. I know, because the whole time you're like you've convinced yourself that it's a doll, and you're just like it's a haunted doll, and then when it's not a haunted doll,
yeah.
That'll fuck you up.
So anyway, read the show notes. Let's wrap this bitch up.
Hell yeah, let me go get them. There we go. Well done.
This was a good episode. Watch the audio be fucked up when I download it.
Oh, please no. Anyway, outro. Real Horror Show is created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. What
There's
did we learn today, Sam?
Walls.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter at @horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans, not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Don't leave us a comment. Let us know. Submit!
Submit that shit.
Open. Submit! Check out, I'm adjusting the show notes. Check out the submit page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry, because the requirements, they're lined out, so, you know, it's hard to mess it up. So please just, like, focus up. We post written reviews sometimes. I'm supposed to be, like, current. I should be writing the Scream one.
Shut up.
Sam's overdue for, like,
Shut
three.
Up.
I don't know if I can. I don't even know if I can, like, get the Scream one out.
So if
just,
you
like,
want written content from Real Horror
so
Show,
we'll
submit
see.
It yourself.
You write it. If you want to read written content, you fucking write it for us if you want it so bad. Anyway, we love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. We also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something tangible will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would. Buy us a coffee. Any other pertinent news? Yes! Let me add the... submissions are open for our yearly anthology called The October Monologues. we are open for submissions for anyone who wants to write something creative that will fuck us up. So if you know anybody who writes, or if you're a writer, why don't you go on our website and check out the October Monologue submission guidelines. Submissions are open. Ha ha ha. You have until October. Whoa.
I was laughing.
What was that sound? That was spooky. All right. Our outro song is called Creepy Doll by Jonathan Colton. And that's all we've got. So bye. Thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening. I love the creepy doll.